1939 began like any other year. Sydney, Australia hit a heat record. The first boxing match was televised that year. And in February, 22,000 Nazi supporters attended a German-American Bund rally at New York's Madison Square Garden.
Our boys and girls, fellow white Americans and other non-parasitic guests, every nation showing a decay and subversion in its political, economic and social system will show the same symptoms in its religious and cultural life, too.
Some people noticed that event and thousands like it across Europe, but many more ignored them, including Harry Leslie Smith. He was just 16 in 1939, unaware of the threat that Adolf Hitler posed and of the threat of war.
It was surreal, actually, when you lived a sort of a sedate, hard-working life. You can't relate to it as a teenager. You're still green behind the ears, and we didn't have any real opinion because of the fact that we worked like hell. I mean, I was working quite often from 7 in the morning until 10 at night.
Then on September 1st of that year, Germany invaded Poland under the pretext of a fake attack on a German radio transmission tower.
NBC takes you now to Berlin, Germany. While awaiting the arrival of Adolf Hitler to address the Reichstag, the following description of the first bombing of Warsaw is supplied by the United Press. The bombardment began with heavy detonations outside the city. Apparently, most of them were anti-aircraft barrages, but some possibly were bombs. The explosions were almost continuous.
Suddenly, the world had changed and would remain changed forever. The foreign policy mandate of appeasement, followed by Britain and France, had allowed Germany to rearm, and the talk of a rising leader in Adolf Hitler was no longer just talk. His ambitions were plain. Harry Leslie Smith was 18 in 1941 when he enlisted in Britain's Royal Air Force. He says he sees some similarities between the eve of the Second World War and today.
Yes, I think what I've seen so far is a collapse of actual countries. We seem to have lost a grip of what is right and what is wrong in our countries. We have allowed it to be sort of taken to pieces. We have allowed it to be actually stolen, because the 1% of all the Western countries today, I think, are just loaded with corrupt people who are running the countries and not. I see this whole thing as, for me at the moment, the main problem to me is the Trump campaign, because it seems to me that he has no idea what he is doing. He is going to ruin the United States. He's going to finish up possibly having riots in the streets. I keep wondering, all those men and women who he promised to get good jobs for, what is going to happen when once they realize that it's pie in the sky? He doesn't mean anything about what he says. Are they going to be rioting? Are they going to be saying, enough, enough is enough? Because it only needs something like that to get the whole country in a turmoil. Right now, the people, they're dead scared that they're not going to have health care. And I know from my own past, the thought of no health care is really, really a serious matter. Both parties, they have to put aside their differences. They have to realize that the main thing that they should be concerned with is the future, the present and the future of that great United States, where in the old world used to say that the U.S. actually was the birthplace of democracy and innovation. Where did it go?
I'm sure you saw the events that transpired in Charlottesville, Virginia over the last few days, and I'm sure that you saw the president's reactions to it. What were your reactions to what you saw?
I think any sane person in the United States looks at Trump and says, what is he doing? He's agreeing to making it sort of a fascist country there, which I'm sure no one in their right minds would want to be a part of.
Well, Harry Leslie Smith, you lived through World War II. You lived through 1938 and 1939, and you've written about it extensively. And it makes me want to ask you here what your warning is for the United States at this moment.
My warning to the United States, well, I would say wake up to reality, because the world is dying to see the old United States. The United States, which was fair and honest and believed in just in being a normal person and allowing their social justice to take over, you know.
Author, World War II veteran, and Englishman, Harry Leslie Smith. Sir, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, sir.
Harry Leslie Smith's new book is Don't Let My Past Be Your Future. It'll come out in September. Well, do you have friends or family members who were alive during World War II? What do they see? What do they tell you about what they see when they look at the country today?
Hi, I'm Tina. I'm calling from St. Louis, Missouri. My father was in World War II at Normandy. He is incensed and practically speechless at what he sees now. He said he can't believe that he risked his life to fight against a hell that is possibly developing roots in our nation where we're supposed to be free.
This is Jane Stackhouse from Portland, Oregon. I'm 70, so my parents are both now deceased, and they both lived through World War II. My mother was always clear with us growing up. All people are equal and should be treated with empathy and respect. She would be shouting at President Trump for trying to minimize the danger of the alt-right.
This is Barry Wynn calling from Brighton, Michigan. My family members of that era, though disappointed, are not particularly surprised by the current racial climate. They know firsthand how low people can go. To them, all that has changed is the calendar day.